And also, Zesties, I would say that growing up in the digital age has exposed our Gen Zers to a wide range of, if you keep on pressing something that doesn't really need to be pressed anymore, you end up with a too flattened toast. Hey there, Zesties, you're tuning in to The Gleeful Talk Show, where we share zesty stories to cultivate the happiness and hero within and out. In this show, we talk about personal experiences and development, society, and culture. So if these are the topics that you are interested in, then stay tuned and hit that subscribe button. I've been extremely fascinated about generational differences, so I've decided to create this episode to explore this topic. So today, Zesties, I'll be your guide on a thrilling voyage through generations. So to kick things off, let me throw a question your way. Have you ever wondered how the values, attitudes, and impacts of different generations shape the world we live in today? Well, get ready to dive into the annals of history with me as we discover the stories that define Gen Z, Millennials, Gen X, and Baby Boomers. It's like rediscovering the lost chapters of our collective journey. So imagine this, a family reunion with your grandparents, parents, and those trend-setting cousins from the future. Each generation has their own tales, right? It's like living a history book. Now, here's a thought. Have you ever sat down with someone from a different generation and exchanged stories? Imagine talking to a baby boomer, who is like perhaps your parents or your grandparents, who lived through the civil rights movement, or a Gen Zer who's part of the climate change activism wave. These conversations are like time capsules that bridge the generational gaps. With that in mind, let's dive into our first stop, a journey from baby boomers to the fearless Gen Zs. And oh, by the way, amongst different generations from boomer to millennial, it's no secret that there are a lot of these older generations referred to Gen Z as a coddle generation. For instance, I think there was an episode by Simon Sinek one time. I'm a big fan of his podcast. He was talking to a Gen Zer and he was referring to Gen Z as the coddle generation. So the perception of whether a generation is coddled can vary widely depending on individual perspectives and cultural context. So perhaps Simon Sinek was, you know, referring to this phenomenon because maybe he's a Gen Z. He's a millennial or Gen Y or something. But I kind of agree in a way. So Gen Zs, please don't be offended. I kind of agree in a way because there are several reasons also why, you know, Gen Zs tend to be that way. So for us Zesties, it's important to recognize that generational characteristics are shaped by a multitude of factors, including societal changes, technological advancements, parenting styles, and economic conditions. When discussing whether Gen Z is a coddle generation, it's crucial to consider a balanced view. So, there are arguments for Gen Z being a coddle generation. First is the parenting styles. Gen Zs grew up during a time when parenting styles shifted towards a more hands-on and nurturing approach. This shift could be interpreted as coddling, as parents focused on providing emotional support and safety. There is what we call helicopter parenting. This term emerged during this era, describing parents who are overly involved in their children's lives and activities. Some argue that this level of involvement could potentially limit Gen Z's independence. I don't know about you, Zesties. Would you agree? So Gen Z has also advocated for safe spaces and trigger warnings, which some critics might perceive as wanting protection from challenging or uncomfortable ideas. This can lead to the perception that they are more sensitive or coddled. And on the other hand, Zesties, there is also an argument against Gen Z being a coddled generation. As we all know, Gen Z has faced unique challenges such as the Great Recession and the impact of social media on mental health. These experiences have required resilience and adaptability, countering the idea of coddled generation. Another one is that Gen Z is known for their social and environmental activism, their willingness to stand up for issues like climate change, gun control, and social justice suggests a generation that is not afraid of facing complex and difficult issues. I can also think that perhaps because the Gen Z doesn't really have those problems like not war, but although there is a war in Ukraine right now, but what I'm saying is that, you know, like in the medieval times that you just go out on the street, you just get killed, right? Because, you know, it's like everyone is holding a sword or whatever. So they don't have that type of problem. So they can focus their energy and intellect and ideas towards a problem that is not necessarily part of survival, but in a way still part of survival, but futuristic, future approach type of survival, like, you know, planet Earth. Not like the kind of like right now type of survival back in the Middle Ages, if you know what I mean. And also, Zesties, I would say that growing up in the digital age has exposed our Gen Zers to a wide range of information and viewpoints, potentially challenging the notion that they are shielded from diverse perspectives. And lastly, I think Gen Z has also demonstrated an entrepreneurial spirit and a knack for innovation. Because as I mentioned, they are channeling their ideas and their intellect and all their energy to innovation just because they don't really have those problems that I kind of mentioned earlier. So that's why they have the knack for that as well. And of course, they are using technology to create businesses and address societal issues, which suggests a generation that is proactive and determined. So, Zesties, the perception of whether Gen Z is a coddled generation is subjective and can vary based on the individual's viewpoints. It's important to avoid generalizations and instead recognize the unique experiences, challenges, and achievements that characterize this generation. They are navigating a rapidly changing world, and their responses to these challenges reflect a complex and multifaceted set of attitudes and behaviors. Let's zoom in on the values that act as the North Star for each generation. Values are like historical landmarks that shape our perspectives and decisions. For instance, baby boomers, they are born amidst post-World War II optimism. So they carry values of community and activism. It's like a mosaic of values that forms the bedrock of our culture. For example, there is a general consensus amongst researchers and the general public that millennials value family and career equally. If you are a millennial Zestie, do you agree with this general consensus? What do you think? Please let me know down in the comments below or send me a DM. And personally, I'm a millennial and I kind of agree on this consensus. I do have a bit of duality between work and family life, wherein there are days that I like to just chill or pack my bags and go and never come back, you know? And then there are also times that I'm just a workhorse and just like, you know, aim high. So you know what I mean? So that's why I can say that it's I kind of agree to that general consensus. And millennials born roughly between 1981 and 1996 have been characterized by their unique experiences growing up in the digital age, facing the aftermath of the Great Recession, and adapting to rapidly changing technological and societal landscapes. These experiences have influenced our attitudes as millennials towards various aspects of our life, including family and career. For instance, work-life balance. Millennials are often associated with valuing work-life balance. This can be attributed to their experiences witnessing the rise of technology, which has blurred the lines between work and personal time. As a result, many of us millennials seek jobs and careers that offer flexibility and allow us to maintain a healthy balance between our professional and personal lives. Another part is the delayed life milestone. So economic challenges and student debt have caused some millennials to delay major life milestones, such as marriage and home ownership, or for others, having kids. So this could be interpreted as valuing career development and financial stability before committing to traditional markers of adulthood. Many of us millennials as well are more likely to prioritize personal fulfillment and job satisfaction over simply climbing the corporate ladder. This emphasis on job satisfaction ties into our desire to maintain a healthy work-life balance. And while career development is important to us, we have also demonstrated a long commitment to our families and relationships. So, you know, we often seek support and inclusive work environments that align with our values and allow us to prioritize both our careers and our personal lives. So it's worth noting that there are generational attitudes that can be complex and can also widely vary amongst, you know, within the group of millennials. So while some millennials might indeed place a strong emphasis on balancing family and career, others might emphasize different aspects of their lives based on their personal experiences and values. Can you see how these values intertwine with the events of our times, like pieces of a puzzle that fit together perfectly? Now let's groove to the beat of attitudes. Attitudes are the backdrop against which each generation dances through life. Let's talk about the baby boomers who experienced the cultural upheaval of the 60s, shaping their attitudes towards change and revolution. Here's where history comes alive. Imagine the jazz age influencing the carefree attitude of the silent generation. And did you know, research from the American Psychological Association reveals that Gen Z's attitudes towards social justice and mental health are shaped by the unique challenges they face in the digital age. Imagine taking a journey back in time to the roaring 20s, a period known as Jazz Age. This era was characterized by cultural dynamism, economic growth, and a sense of liberation after the First World War. The Jazz Age is often associated with carefree attitudes, social change, and a spirit of rebellion against traditional norms. Now consider the Silent Generation, born between the mid-1920s and early 1940s, whose formative years were during the Great Depression and the World War II. The contrast between the exuberant Jazz Age and the challenges faced by the Silent Generation illustrates how historical events can shape attitudes. Picture this. A time machine takes us to the 1920s, the Jazz Age. Flappers dancing to lively jazz music, daring fashion choices, and a general atmosphere of freedom and excitement. These carefree attitudes would have left a mark on the silent generation who were growing up during the Great Depression and World War II. The values of resilience, frugality, and patriotism became hallmarks of the silent generation, shaped in part by the economic hardships and global conflicts they witnessed. Now, the influence of historical events on attitudes is undeniable, and the impact of the digital age on the attitudes of Gen Z is equally significant. Born between mid-1990s and early 2010s, Gen Z is the first generation to grow up with widespread access to digital technology and the internet from an early age. Now, let's fast forward to today's digital age. Research from the American Psychological Association points out something truly fascinating. Gen Z's attitudes towards social justice and mental health are uniquely shaped by the challenges they face in this digital landscape. Constant connectivity and exposure to social media have given rise to increased awareness of societal issues and a desire to create change. It's like the digital world has become a platform for activism, allowing Gen Z to express their values and advocate for justice in new and powerful ways. Imagine a teenager sharing their thoughts on climate change via a viral tweet or participating in online campaigns for social equality. Remember the Swedish teenager Greta Thornburg? So she's a Gen Z, I suppose. So these experiences in the digital realm have cultivated a strong sense of empowerment and a belief that their voices can create meaningful change. And that's why I'm having this podcast too, right? So even though I'm not a Gen Z, at the same time, Gen Z's interactions with technology have also led to unique challenges such as the pressure to curate a perfect online persona and concerns about mental health due to excessive screen time. In both cases, historical events and technological advancements have played a significant role in shaping attitudes and perspectives. So the Jazz Age's carefree spirit left an imprint on the silent generation's values. While the digital age has empowered Gen Z to become advocates for social justice and mental well-being, it's incredible how the context in which generations grow up can have lasting effects on their attitudes, values, and behaviors. This interplay between history and technology forms a captivating narrative of generational dynamics. Now, brace yourselves for the riveting stories of impact that generations have left behind. Think of it as a ripple effect. Baby boomers ignited the civil rights movement, leaving a legacy of progress and equality. Fast forward to today, Gen Z is front and center in climate change activism, inspiring worldwide awareness and action. These generational movements are like brushstrokes on the canvas of history, each adding a unique hue to the masterpiece of our shared culture. Now, the ultimate challenge, Zesties, is how do we bridge the gaps between these generations and foster unity? It's like creating a historical mosaic where each piece, no matter how diverse, complements the others. So here's a historical twist. When baby boomers advocated for civil rights and equality, they laid the foundation for a more inclusive society, inspiring millennials and now Gen Z to continue the fight. It's like a relay of unity that spans the ages, showing us that change happens when generations come together. Now, there's also a caveat on this one, Zesties, because, of course, our elder baby boomers did pave the way for this inclusiveness in society. However, you know, there's always, sometimes it's not always going to be a fight in a way. I mean, this is me talking as a millennial. I'm not sure whether, if there are any Gen Zs listening to this podcast, please hit me up. Because I feel like if we coined the term fight, I feel that there's always not going to be a fight, but more of maintenance in a way. So it's not a fight, but more on maintenance. I'm talking about like if you keep on pressing something that doesn't really need to be pressed anymore, I don't know, like you end up with a too flattened toast. I don't know if you get the reference, but that's just what I'm thinking of right now. But if you have any other ideas relating to this one, please let us know in the podcast or email me at gleefultalkshow@gmail.com. So now there you have it, Zesties, a captivating exploration of generations on the Gleeful Talk Show. But guess what? Our journey doesn't stop here. It's just the beginning. So before we end this episode, Zesties, here's a challenge for you. Reach out to someone from a different generation, your grandparents, parents, or even a younger friend, and dive into the discussions sparked by this episode. Share your newfound insights and soak into their stories. And hey, don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you never miss out on our new explorations in the future. Thanks for joining me on this remarkable journey through the echoes of generation on the Gleeful Talk Show. Remember that our voyage of exploration and connection continues. Stay tuned for more captivating episodes that bridge the gaps between our past, present, and future. Connect with me on social media. That's gleefultalkshow@gmail.com for more conversations that span the ages. And if you would like to support the show, please head down to the episode notes where I have a little tip jar if you'd like to keep me caffeinated. And big thanks to the Zesties who have been sharing their cup of coffee with me through the link down below. So I'll see you again next week, Zesties, and bye for now.